It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Touchdown. Vershawn Jackson, number 34, gets the touchdown.
Terrell Farley.
Defending Terrell Farley.
Who last week in his first start was a holy terror. Number 43.
And Jake Bakoven. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Powered by Bauer. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
The rings on 68th and O right here. We got the party going on. We ain't started yet, but it opened up at 10:30. Good morning, y'all. This is 93.7. I'm the black shirt Terrell Farley, and I'm with
Bach.
Yeah, man. Bach, we missing my co-founder, man, the founder of the Captain Show.
That's right. Where is he at?
I don't know. He says he was rolling up, but I couldn't push time back no more. It's game day, Bach. We got a lot of games today. We got a lot of stuff going on here at the Ticket at 93.7. What's going on in the studios?
Oh, not too much. We're just hanging out, pushing some buttons and making sure we can get everything going out there from 68th and 0. Like you said, Buffalo Wings and Rings, a little bit of a tradition here for us at 93.7 to go out there and enjoy the NCAA tournament. And I'll tell you what, again, I've said it this week. I'll continue to say it. These are two of the best days in sports. Some would argue the two best days in sports. The craziness is about to start. You've got about 1 hour and 10 minutes before we get things underway with West Virginia and Maryland when the ball goes up there. And then you got Virginia and Furman and Missouri and Utah State shortly to follow there. So hopefully everybody's getting their brackets in. You got your last kind of seconds to get your brackets in here. Sometimes you got yours in right. Yeah.
Well, I have one so far, but I have to do my ESPN magazine. ESPN, their bracket challenge. So I'm going to do probably two or three brackets over there. But, hey, I can get it in, man. I got a whole hour. I got to wait
for the captain
to get in here so he can talk, and I can just play on my phone and fiddle with it for a little bit. So, hey, look, yeah, so today I want to start off, you know, yesterday, I did some digging and just watching on Ja Morant, man, the young kid suspended 8 games for the NBA for terms detrimental to a team. Now, one of the basketball players had him on the show, and he did say that he had the gun, but he didn't say it wasn't his, though. So the thing is, you know, do you think 8 games is enough? And he says he sees what it is to lose now. Do you think he's learning his lesson, or do you think he's just blowing smoke?
Well, I would hope that this is a public wake-up call for him, because this is the most attention he's kind of got for his poor behavior. And, I don't know. I mean, the idea was if he brought the gun on the team playing, then that's automatically a 50-game suspension. So apparently they didn't come down to that conclusion, and that's good to hear, because that would show another level of just, you know, I'm not calling it Ja Morant stupid, but some of the things that he did has some stupidity to it. And, you know, flashing a gun on Instagram when you are Ja Morant, that's just not thinking clearly, because you know what the repercussion of that is going to be. But 8 games is fine. He's going into some rehab. Hopefully, again, I think part of this problem, I mean, you've got to think, given his background is, you know, been pretty clean, is that maybe he's starting to hang out with the wrong people.
Run it back, Bach. Start it over.
All right.
Start it over. I got my partner in here.
All right, here we go.
Start it over, Bach.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me, Sean. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Touchdown. Vershawn Jackson, number 34, gets the touchdown.
Terrell Farley.
Defending Terrell Farley.
Who last week in his first start was a holy terror. Number 43.
And Jake Bakoven. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Powered by Bauer. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Get it. Get it. I'm with the captain. I'm with the captain. Look at Jake. He's so jealous.
Yeah.
Fins down.
Yeah.
Fins down. Yeah. Welcome back to 93.7.
Dang,
I'm with
the captain.
And I'm with
Mark.
All right. Come on. I got my three amigos back with me, and we're here today to celebrate March Madness. Hey, captain, you got your bracket
no,
ready?
No, I don't have any brackets. I don't have anything. I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
Ooh.
I'm straight off the cuff. I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Well, we're going to have to get some kind of brackets over here and fill them out because, Bach, we got a little friendly wager.
Jake. Hold up a minute. Let me just say this real quick. If I got to bring my big screen computer, we can't be in here with little itty bitty screens because the captain can't see. Everybody knows that.
Hey, you ever played Keno and was on the air at the same time?
Yeah.
I'm going to try it today.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to sit here.
$5 so far.
No, sir. I ain't messing with you. You are on your own.
That 43 is hot, Jake. That's second time 43 came up there. I didn't bet the big bucks yet.
That's just, well, you know, you got to have some kahunas to bet the big bucks.
Well, you know, I'm going to let the show build me up for a minute.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a tough time yesterday. I had to go to Wichita to pick up three vehicles, and I thought that I could tap in and, you know, get the show going from there, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, so, I think me and Bach did a very good job. We covered. We made it to the fastest 2 hours in radio.
Did it go by fast?
Oh yeah, it went by fast. I pushed it off on him a little at 12 o'clock on the dot. Take it, Bach. What you got?
I heard you was talking about Ja Morant.
Yeah, I was talking about Ja Morant. Got the 8-game suspension. I don't know if this is enough for this young man. I'm not trying to bring bad spirits or bad wishes against him, but I think he need to learn. I think because this kid has a father in his corner. This is the thing because I think he's –
He the father now.
No, I don't care how much money you got.
Yeah, he's the father.
Well, you probably,
would think his real father would tell him that you're acting like a jack, you know what, right?
Well, hey, you know, I put these hands on you. I tell my son that still dog.
But his dad probably can't whip his son.
Well, his dad kind of pretty big, though.
Nah, but he ain't in shape.
Well,
you know, John Moran is.
Well, his daddy tried Shannon Sharp, so what's the difference?
No, he didn't try Shannon Sharp. He was talking to Shannon Sharp. He didn't try him. But he only tried. You need to stop.
I got creatine in here.
You need to stop because you mess around and cramp up on air. You know what that creatine does.
With a football at so I can just start running around.
No, we ain't giving you. There's a bike right there. Get the ride.
Oh, that's a nice bike, Bob.
It is
I don't
a
know
nice
if you've
bike.
Seen it.
Can y'all
oh,
see
what's
this?
That what's nice bike doing
it's
there?
Yeah, it's a nice bike in here. I think they're giving it away. But
New Belgium.
Yeah.
It's a nice bike,
that's
man.
A real nice bike, yeah.
You see that bike behind us? Man, I would like to win that bike sometime.
Yeah, maybe we can sign up for to get maybe win that bike.
That's a lie. You can't sign up, Bach. Oh. It's over with.
I got a bike. My bike was around about
$1,200.
Oh. You don't even ride a bike.
I rode it for one summer and put it in the
you
other house.
You talking about those bikes that's in your garage?
No.
There's some different bikes?
Yeah, these are different. These are the good bikes.
Well, wait.
Another spot.
These were good bikes.
Well, the better bikes are at another spot.
You gave me a bike. I got a bike out the deal.
You did?
You don't remember that. I bet. I'm giving up too many secrets.
Yeah, you are.
Secrets.
When you come over there and get a bike?
Let me. You know, that's what I'm saying. You better recollect. What's wrong with your recollection? You ain't been hit as much as me. You know you wasn't doing no hitting.
I was in the trenches.
You was running around people. You was
playing Ole.
You was, yeah. You was playing the Ole game.
Hey, look, no, I'll say, come. I'll see you later.
Faking the funk on a nasty dunk, man. That's what the deal is with you, Terrell. You know you ain't touched nobody out on the field. You like Flash.
Okay, I'm going to go watch you. I'm going to watch the Kansas State game when we went to Kansas State. I'm going to watch all offense, no defense.
Watch it. You're gonna see the V-man smashing people.
What about Arizona State?
I didn't play that much in that game.
Why you?
I don't know. All I know is I was on special teams. I was on kickoff return. I was on punt team. And after that game, I was all playing all the time. So I don't know if it was just a thing of, you know, that was our second game. You wasn't there. Thanks a lot. You wasn't there. And so I think there's a lot of people that was trying to find their way at that time. There's a lot. Kenny Cheatham wasn't playing at that time. Yeah. Chevin Wiggins wasn't playing at that time. There was guys that could play that wasn't playing. But, you know, as a coach, that's why you get paid the big bucks, to be able to look at what you need, make the adjustments, see that, Vershawn Jackson from Omaha South is not a fullback. He does not want to go up in there and blast nobody, mano y mano. But what he will do is be a sneaky tight end that comes down on linebackers and blindsides people.
Remember, there's no more Vershawn Jackson, the running back. It's just – Vershawn Jackson, the tight end. No more running back in your thing now, because we
what? Said that
either you're going to be the legend tight end or you're just going to be Vershawn Jackson. which one you want to be?
Both.
Now, I also want to get you on the conversation we had yesterday, and we talked about this for a while, you know, with Nebraska being 17 players over
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I think they came up and said VP and Jay Foreman was talking about this. Now, the thing I'm saying, should he let them go now or wait a couple of practices or hold them to the
– Hold them.
Why? I mean, why would you want to hold a kid? I mean,
hold him.
What if that? No,
hold
you don't.
Hold him.
See, this is the thing. I
said to, hold him.
Okay, see, now here's the thing I talked about.
This is my DP Paul Bear moment. Hold him.
Now, my thing I said yesterday.
You know how he moved his hand? Yeah.
You talking about the guy with the Undertaker?
Yeah.
Paul Bear. Yeah.
It's a lie. Listen. I think you should. The reason why I say that is because a kid, like I said, even for the kid's sake, if I'm a kid, I want to stay. I want to prove that I'm supposed to be not in that 17 that's going to get cut. And so I just think that the more bodies you have in the room during spring ball, the more you can evaluate the talent that you have, and then you know who those guys are.
Yeah.
But well, those guys get another spring. The guys those 17 guys – will probably never experience college football like they have right now.
They already is. They already.
Well, if I'm – okay, I look at it if I'm a player. Let me go now. I'm a player. I don't even have to – you don't have to say let me go because the transfer portal's here. So I don't have to say anything. If I'm a player and I know I'm on the bubble, meaning the small side of the bubble, then the writing is on the wall. I'm probably looking for somewhere that I can go play.
Yeah, and that's the thing with me. See, I say let me go now, so I just don't be a body, and you just don't hold me up. See, you want both of these sides to be mutual, and you don't want the coach stereotyped as that guy as a user. See, if you're gonna use this kid through the whole spring, and then he only holding a dummy all practice or got a little shield on his helmet, and he feels like he can go somewhere else and play. Maybe it's mutual. You tell him now instead of saying, "Oh, Nebraska holds bodies to the last moment," and then they let him go.
Oh,
I think it's wrong.
No.
I think Coach, you know, that's not a rule. No. You know what I'm saying? You're making your own rules up. So
what are you talking about? He can make his own rules up.
Well, that's the thing.
I told you his name.
You don't want that bad guy.
It's a new rule.
Persona in your corner. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want your coach for Nebraska to be on that bad list. Like, he telling
– Listen, man, you know, this man's got a job to do.
Yeah.
And there's going to be casualties along the way.
This is not the NFL, though. When these
what
kids
you mean?
Sign,
they,
when these kids sign this
–
when they sign this
– The contract, go ahead.
Okay, it's an obligation. It's 4 years. It's already given.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
if you're going to take it, not take it away from me, if I know I'm not going to play VJ and I know I don't want to play football no more, I'm going to be like, hey, coach, let me just go to school. You know? If you know you want to play football, though, and you don't have a chance here, I think it's best for you to leave now.
I get it. I do, too. But I think at the end of the day,
you got 85 people. You're saying bodies. You got 85 players out there.
If those guys are not commissioned to leave, that means that they got an opportunity to make the team. And let me just tell you, from me knowing these other guys that left and went to some of these other institutions, listen, sir, other institutions are not the Taj Mahal, Nebraska. They got a $200 million facility going in. Why would you want to go from there to HBCU University, where you're going to go from the Taj Mahal to the Roach Motel? You got to help me understand why a kid wouldn't want to try everything he could to stay here. These guys don't want to leave Nebraska.
Man, I don't want to go to a school where I have to fight for my life like that. You know, that's not college football. College football is to protect the kid and give you your 4 years that you signed. They recruited you. You didn't recruit them. So, you know, now you're making it look like the NFL where you, hey, bring me your playbook. So now I got to be in spring practice or in my summer, my room the whole summer, waiting on that phone call.
No.
You know, so,
it ain't
so
that
how
bad.
Fast you going to do it? That's the question, though.
It's not that bad. I think that, you know, again, this is all new to everybody around here in the state. Again, meaning the coaching staff. So to have the numbers that you need for now, I think it's a good thing. Now, the players have to make a business decision now. Right? Because just because I recruit you, that don't mean that you're going to school. I can recruit you. DP can recruit you. Mark can recruit you. You and rings and things where we're at. They can all recruit you. You have an obligation to say, I'm going to see what Mark's talking about. He ain't talking about much. What's DP talking about? Sound a little bit better. But Jake over there said he'll give Terrell Farley $500,000. VJ said $5,000.
To be a Dolphins fan?
To be a Dolphins fan.
What?
Would you do it?
No.
Oh, I know. That's a lie. I
would never be a Dolphins fan.
For $500,000?
Nah.
You, Jake, go get the money, Jake.
He don't have it.
I think you'd change that tune real quick if somebody.
I would be a fake Dolphins fan. I tell you that. Well, that's what I'd be.
Okay,
I wear my Dolphins shirt inside out.
I'm glad you said that.
And so I won't drown the Dolphin because I swam with Natalie one time. So.
But he was kissing her too.
Yeah,
But for now, if you look at. If he gave you $500,000, you would become a fake fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Schools are giving out money, so they're becoming fake players because they only going to the school, I'm serious, because of what they're going to give them. They're not going to the school because they got to work for it. See, we're in an era in college football where we are paying for play. Period. I don't care what you say. We're paying for it now.
Oh, yeah.
So that elevates, in my mind, that elevates us a little bit higher than just an amateur institution. You don't pay amateurs to play.
So with the legislation now trying to take control of college football, how important is this for them not to slam it down?
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, now it's just going to be a mess. I mean, I don't even want to really dig into my thought process on that because I'd rather sit back and watch what they're going to do. But when you start to get the legislative, they're going to, you know, get their hands in it. Now you got to fight with the NCAA. Now you got to fight with the colleges because whatever the legislation says that they want to do with college football, Big Ten might not want to do. SEC might not want to do. So, you know, it's going to be a really, really thin line. When you talk about the litigation and you start getting into legislators starting to get into the sporting realm. And so, it could be a good thing. I mean, because I think it's pay for play. And I think they need to restructure and redo this whole notion of NIL. They have to.
I think it need a cap deal. I mean, and I don't like the term cap like this because I don't want to see a college player get 400 $4 million for a year. $3 million. They need a cap, $150,000. That should be the most any player can get. And that way it's even all the way around the ball field.
I'm kind of like what Georgia Chola said. I think this NIL money should be tied to graduation. It should be tied to – so if I come here and I'm here for – I sign a deal of four-year scholarship, right? And I'm here year one. I get through year one, $150,000 in the bank. Boom. If you need a little money that you need to be able to do this, that, and the third, cool. But then year two, another $150,000 in the bank. Year three, another $150,000 in the bank. If you graduate, you get your money.
Oh, man, now you're putting restrictions on it. So,
that's just an incentive.
When you was in Louisiana when you was little, okay,
uh-huh.
When grandpa gave you that dollar.
Grandma.
Or grandma.
Okay.
Or grandpa gave you that dollar.
Grandma.
Grandma. Okay, here we go again. Now we got to
grandpa. So, grandpa was somewhere
When you got that dollar, mm-hmm. how long before you spend it?
Me?
Yeah.
The whole dollar.
It doesn't matter.
It might have took me 4 or 5 days. I was trying to figure out how
okay,
to turn
it out. Okay, but nobody told you what to do with your money.
No, they did not.
Okay, so now you're going to tell a college kid who's getting $150,000 a year, you're going to tell them, I can't touch my money for 4 years? I'm out of here.
First of all, you can't compare a dollar to $150,000 because you can't compare a little 6-7, 10-year-old getting a bump to $150,000. These kids are 18 years old, right?
And they get millions.
You tell me what they know about paying bills. You tell me what they know about investments. You tell me what they know about buying real estate. They know nothing. So if mom and dad, or if mom is like my mom, who had no idea what sports was about besides the fact that she didn't want us to get hurt and she really didn't want us playing.
Well, guess what?
What?
They going to learn today.
Ah, how about you, boy? We are at Buffalo Wings and Ring, 68th and O Street. First 64 people to show up, get a ping pong ball. Now, you want to make sure you get a good ping pong ball because the line is filling up. Let me tell you something. The line, I look like 20 people in line already. And we're not even open yet. So make sure, Jake, I'm going to need you to work on your handwriting. Make sure doors open at 10:30. Door opens at 10:30. And listen, prizes all day. We're going to 6 o'clock. Look at this bike behind me. DP, is that a New Belgium bike? Do we even understand who New Belgium is? This is a great bike to win. Get down here now. We are going off. March Madness starts now. 93.7 The Ticket. We'll be right back.